Hi, I'm David Brancaccio here. Thousands of airline workers will keep their jobs thanks to $15 billion of the federal COVID relief package. Southwest Airlines canceled plans for furloughs and pay cuts, while United and American say they're bringing back thousands. Now, the aid is designed to get that industry through March. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
With people now beginning to get vaccinated for COVID-19, many Americans may start to think about travel, says analyst Henry Hardeveld.
Our research shows that 80% of business travelers and 84% of leisure travelers in the U.S. say they can't wait to start traveling again.
But it won't be instantaneous. Widespread vaccination could take until mid-year or beyond, and a weakened economy could blunt demand.
It's going to take a little bit of time for the travel industry to wake up.
He predicts air travel will remain slow until April, then rebound to about 60% of pre-pandemic levels next year. And while tourists may be eager to take all those missed vacations, some business travel may never return, says airline consultant Jay Sorensen.
For some airlines, it's a big piece of their revenue pie.
He says business travel is often booked at higher rates, so it generates more profits for airlines. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.